Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
248-539-9797. That is the telephone number. As you know, this is year one of the Cleveland baseball team being called the Cleveland Guardians. Mm-hmm. As we've said goodbye to the Indians, and I'm not going to get into that debate. The question is, like I even mentioned it, I had to stop myself earlier in the show when I said they're playing the Cleveland, and I stopped because I realized I can't say Indians. I can, but I'm wrong.
But yeah,
I'm not going to lose my job for saying Indians. What's the team name? And I just can't, the Guardians, I understand there's some history there with why they were called the Guardians. I kind of thought they should be called, you know, Cleveland Rockers or something.
The Spiders.
Yeah. I wasn't. Spiders would have been okay.
Spiders would have been better than Guardians.
Yes, exactly.
I just don't like Guardians.
I agree. I think part of the reason, especially when you look at the uniform, the IANS is still there.
So it's a marketing, branding issue.
I guess so. How long is it going to take for you to not say Indians? Because it's hard for me. And which team out there do you struggle the most to get used to? Because I know what mine is.
Well, mine isn't a mascot. It's a city.
Me too. We probably have the same one.
The San Diego Superchargers.
Yes.
Yeah.
The San Diego Chargers.
I don't know that I'll ever, like, without actually slowing down or writing it down and reading it, naturally say the LA Chargers.
And the other one, too, is in the same. They're in the same division. The Las Vegas Raiders. They're the Oakland.
See, I don't necessarily have that big of an issue with the Vegas Raiders because the Raiders have changed cities so many times.
Right.
They're L.A., they're Oakland. I mean, it's just
right back
like,
to L.A.
You know,
yeah,
where
Oakland,
are they now?
Right.
I have more of an issue with the L.A. Rams.
Really?
Because when I played, it was the St. Louis Rams.
Correct.
And so now it's, you know, but I'll get over that one.
Yeah.
But the San Diego Chargers, like that is the Chargers.
Yes.
Like if you're going to move that franchise, not only do you move, but you change the name, the mascot, everything.
Well, some do so, like the Colts. I mean, you're probably too young when they moved.
The Baltimore Colts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it took a while to get used to calling them the Indianapolis Colts, but,
yeah.
You know, and then the Ravens, you know, the Ravens did the smart thing. You know, they don't, they're not calling themselves the Baltimore Browns.
Right, right.
You know?
BB.
Yeah.
The obviously the one that I have an issue with. Now, I was fine with Washington football team.
I thought that was so cool.
It was cool. It was unique. It was different. Their logo was good. Their brand. I mean, we were 2 years into it.
Right.
And then they go to the Commanders. Like
the Commanders. You know what the Commanders? The Commanders seems like the nickname of like an arena football team or a team from the movie The Replacements.
It doesn't sound like an NFL football franchise,
no.
The Commanders.
Well, their owner's not really an NFL football owner. But
he does own the team.
I know.
He's a good guy.
He was good to John.
GTM.
GTJ, good to John.
Yes.
I'm telling you, when they come to Ford Field, I hope he's, and I know he's
allowed in the stadium.
Yeah, well, big banners. Dan Snyder, GTJ.
Yes. We'll be like, another one in Washington, the Bullets.
Yeah, well, it's been so long, so now I'm used to it. But that to me made no sense.
Yeah, I mean, what does the Wizards have to do with the Washington area?
In fact, like, they got rid of bullets, okay?
Like, because Commanders actually makes sense. Because, you know, the Commander-in-Chief, yeah, all of that stuff. Like, so at least there's a relevance. Right. I don't like it, but there's a relevance.
The bullets, which were originally the Baltimore bullets,
yeah,
the Washington bullets made, you know, whatever. The reason they changed the name was because there was a lot of violence in the yes. streets of Washington, a lot of gun deaths and things like that. So they, Abe Pollin, the owner of the team, wanted to change the name to the Wizards. Well, to me, the Wizard is a more offensive name because of the somewhat connotation of the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. But the Wizards, well, I still don't remember why they decided, because of the WW, the alliteration, Washington Wizards.
They held a contest for fan votes to the team name. The options were Wizards, Express, Stallions, Sea Dogs, and Dragons. Wizards eventually won out, and the rest is history. It's a fan contest.
Well, none of the others were really that good either.
No, but okay, what if it was the Washington Express? The Washington Stallions.
Here comes the Express.
Yeah, the Washington Sea Dogs.
Sea Dogs?
No, the Washington Dragons? I mean, I don't know, just the Washington Wizards. Just yeah.
The Liberals. That'd be great.
Yes. I mean, some of the other ones, and we're still going back a little ways, and people may remember, and I remember this, it was the Houston Oilers, then it was the Tennessee Oilers, and then it was the Tennessee Titans, which is why I agree. Like, the Tennessee Titans, I like.
That's all right.
I like the Tennessee Titans. I like their logo, which is why I still think that San Diego moving to L.A. should have dropped the Chargers and been something else when they got to L.A.
I somewhat agree with you, but
I understand the Chargers, the branding of everything now.
The powder blue, the uniforms are still cool.
I agree, but they're not in San Diego. Those uniforms belong in San Diego. The Bolts belong in San Diego.
I totally agree with you. I don't know. That, to me, that team is such a part of heritage for me growing up. They were my favorite team in the other league back then.
One of the worst ones might be the Hornets becoming the Pelicans.
Well,
now I know, you know, the obviously the Hornets traveled to New Orleans, and then they dropped the Hornets and became the Pelicans.
Well, the Hornets became the Bobcats. Remember that?
Right, yes,
as an expansion team.
But the Pelicans, like,
but there are
Pelicans. It's a lame bird.
Yeah, but at least it's part of New Orleans.
Right, I understand. They're yeah, but it's just a lame bird.
The worst one that they should have changed is the Utah Jazz. What kind of Jazz is there in Utah?
I don't know.
They could have changed the name to the Utah Tabernacle because of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Oh, boy.
That would make more sense. That would make more sense than the Utah Jazz, right? Seriously. Or how about if you really want to go way back?
The Utah Tabernacle.
I know I don't remember this, folks, okay? I don't remember. I never saw George Mikan play for the Minneapolis Lakers, and they moved to Los Angeles because there's just so many damn lakes in Los Angeles. There's none. Are there any lakes in L.A. that you know of?
No. No.
But they didn't change the name. I just, like, so they're playing the Guardians, and I don't know. I just have a...
So
it's going to take a while to get used to. Now, because the Indians, we used to call them by a nickname, too. Their nickname had a nickname. The Tribe.
Right.
So you can't call the Guardians the Tribe anymore.
No.
The Guard? I mean, I don't know. Maybe just call them Cleveland.
Yeah. Cleveland. I mean, yeah, Cleveland. I go back to, I mean, they had the Hall of the Music Hall of Fame right
Rock
there.
And roll, yeah,
yeah, Cleveland Rocks.
Cleveland Rocks.
It just seemed
that's
like
why Rockers would have made more sense.
Right.
To me.
It just that makes just so much more sense.
Gov, is there one that you have struggles?
I mean, I think universally right now it is the Chargers.
Yeah.
I hear national people slip up with that still more than anything. I've noticed it on PTI a few times. You know, they just because it just rolls off your tongue.
Right. Yeah. And especially since they play in the same stadium as the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, look, long term, I don't think they're staying there.
I hope
the Chargers.
Not. I hope not.
It doesn't seem like it's going to be supported. It already isn't.
No.
And they're good. I mean, they got a good chance this year to get to the Super Bowl. So
right, and people always say, you know, the Rams have really don't have that much support.
They don't either.
The Chargers have way less support than the Rams.
Every home game's an away game.
They'll make the Rams work. They're never going to leave LA again. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that's going to happen. But I think the Chargers, and I actually think the Jags will eventually end up somewhere different.
Probably. Especially if they keep up their wonderful path, although I like their coach.
You know, the one thing, though, like, if we broaden this a little bit, just changes in sports with teams or maybe leagues is the Astros in the American League is something that's taken me forever to get used to.
You know what? It's the Brewers in the National League.
Yeah, I mean, they were division rivals with the Tigers.
I know.
Back when I was growing up.
Yeah, they won the division in 82, won the World Series. Hey, guys, don't forget how often the New Orleans Pelicans' name is just brutal. Jeff at work, the worst, the Utah Jazz, no Jazz in Utah. The worst two are the Utah Jazz and the L.A. Lakers, this is what we said. Rather than calling them the L.A. Chargers, what about the Los Angeles Lightning? That way they could still keep the Bolts.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. That's a good suggestion. Mm-hmm. I'll have to send that one over to Goodell.
Okay. Although the Lightning would own the Carolina Panthers. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.